ngulibo wadlalela amaqembu abalisayele Highlanders Volleyball Club kanye lele David Whitehead njalo wayeyingxenye yeqembu elimela obulawayo. Uthi ube yingxenye yabadlali abasungula iqembu leHighlanders Volleyball Club, kodwa yena wayekhule efuna ukudlalela iqembu leHighlanders elidlala ibhola lenyawo.
Mina i-volleyball I think ayiqalisa by mistake because I was a good soccer player and umnye umuntu engangimthanda Peter Nkomo. I thought ukuthi ngo-88 ngiqeda isikole ngizajoyina iHighlanders ngidlala ibhola. So ngangimfika eDavid babengelaloni ngoba bedlala esikolweni. So ngathatha amaphutha ami ngafaka phansi kwetrunk. So esikole zethu kwakuthiwa at least you must have one sport. So ngase ngihamba ukuyajoyina i-volleyball. So from there lo munye uteacher wethu nguye umuntu wangi-introduce into serious volleyball okuthiwa Mutiti Ncube, Thomas Tabani Ncube.
Uthe lokhu esasengumntwana wesikolo wazithola esengomunye wabadlali abaqale iqembu leHighlanders ngo-1987 ndawonye lomfowabo u-Augustine kanye labanye.
In 1987 it happened ukuthi iHighlanders football club yayisithetha ama-franchise ngamanye ama-local ama-disciplines. I think thina sangena le-rugby, I think le-sundruza was there, wasanti Highlanders le-basketball, then kwaba lathi. So that's when the Highlanders volleyball started from 1987. And na 1987 nangu form 3. Highlanders yayithatha every ama-players. I remember this other time esa-enter khona ama-team amathusa ayehambelana ama-team angikhona in terms of i-game. So we called the enye Highlander. Enye Highlanders. And sagcina singena kuma semifinal tournament. So I think that's when the career yami started.
Ungulube uthi abadlali bomdlalo we-volleyball babebaningi kabi ngesikhathi bona besakhula ngoba iningi labo belidlala lo mdlalo ezikolo. Uqhubeke wathi ukungadlalwa kakhulu ezikolo sekudale ukuba babe balutshwane abawudlalayo kulezi nsuku.
But I think into ebulelayo ngathi they've killed deep sport kuma-schools. Akusela lokhuyana ukuthi you could pick ama-players bese se-secondary. Ama-schools tournaments asemalutshwane eBulawayo. I-association ayibuyele ezikolo kuma-boarding schools even konapha etown because I remember thina wethu good league sibili. Kuthi I remember one day sesiku-final e-St Columbus elinye ikhiwa labuya lathi no, these are not schools, ngama-clubs. So basebemconvinsa bamtshela ukuthi ngabantwana besikolo labo. That's how good it was. And thina sathi siphume esikolo sabuya sahle safilter ngapi kuma-clubs wona lawo.
Ngomnyaka ka-1995 uNgulube ube yingxenye yabadlali abaphatheke kuhlelo lokukhethwa kweqembu elimele isizwe kwimidlalo ye-All Africa Games, kodwa akasabanga ingxenye yaleli qembu. Wenelise ukudlalela iqembu elimele isigaba seMatabeleland ngesikhathi edlalela iqembu leHighlanders, kwathi lalapho esethethwe liqembu leDavid Whitehead ube yingxenye yeqembu elimele inkabazwe. Ngo-1999 uke waya kweleBotswana lapho ayebefunwa khona liqembu leBotswana Defence Forces, kodwa akusaphumelelanga ukuba edlala khona. Ngo-2000 utholakale lo mkhuhlane wamehlo we-glaucoma ogcine umthathela ukubona, njalo kathesi usengumfundisi webandla le-Living Hope Apostolic Faith. Ngiyimele isitudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.